And how many students do you have participating?
This year, we had a smaller group, and then because it was a semester class, we actually finished in January with the class. So I actually turned it into a club. So I had two students that continued to show up. So the club is Maddie Gilpin and Britton Carlson. So the two of them will be with me downtown Friday.
Friday they'll be demonstrating.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be demoing downtown from 1 to 3 with the enamel process.
Okay. And people can stop by, see how it works, and also support the program?
Yeah, so we'll be down there demoing. We'll have all the equipment out. People can actually watch the start to finish completion of a pair of earrings or a pendant. And they'll actually be completed work there ready to sell. And all the money will just return back into the jewelry program at the high school.
Okay, very fun. All right, anything else to know about that?
The only thing I think I can say is thank you to Firelight and Inga's Galley for supporting us for this. This is the first year. We're doing it from 1 to 3. I know that's not an easy time for people to come out. But I think in the following years, we're going to try to land on Mayfest and to make it a little bit more a populated event. But 1 to 3, and then the jewelry that doesn't sell will continue to be shown in the Firelight Gallery. So people can actually walk into the gallery. And hopefully there'll still be student work available so people can look and check out the work there.
Very cool. Okay. I know you had a special art fest, a regional art fest this year. Tell me about that and how that went.
So Art Fest this year happened hosted with Juno Douglas School, and it was all virtual, which was a challenge because trying to think of what classes could be offered and how to get supplies out. So the host, Heather Ridgway from Juno Douglas High School, did a fantastic job pulling it all together, getting artists from all of Southeast together. There weren't many workshops, but there also weren't many participants this year. It was more in the evenings after school, so students actually didn't miss any school really at all, and then it continued through the weekend. So I taught a watercolor still life painting workshop alongside Lisa Ceramic, which was really cool. So she did a lot of intro, color mixing, landscape genre, and then I moved into with the still life. So the color mixing and the palette creating that she was doing with them, we kind of put it to play with the still life.
Okay. A number of your students, I think, did some recognized work in that, too?
Yeah, I had two students that participated, and each student actually placed. So I had Megan Osoup, who was taking the weaving class, the basket weaving class, and then Abby Anderson, also with the portrait painting. And both did fantastic, and I think that they were pretty enthusiastic through the way, even though everyone's all zoomed out with, you know, at this point through the school year, but they signed up and they stuck with it, and they both were awarded with honorable mentions from their workshop.
It's a difficult venue to do something artistic on, right? I mean,
yeah, but we made it work, but also we recognize that it's just so much more valuable in person. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on that or the enameling?
The Little Norway Art Show at the Klasse Museum, I'll put a plug in for that. We'll have a handful of high school art student work in the show there. So if anyone gets a chance to come up to the Klasse Museum, this is kind of our first chance this school year to actually display and exhibit student work. So I encourage people to go up to see the high school art student work at the Little Norway Art Show.